long ago, and oh so far away, is calling. Yet it seems like someone else's time that was used to be, but it fails to compare to what you've done for me.
Radio. I have a singer-songwriter, Dan Kenneth. He is in the gospel and R&B genre. Welcome, Dan Kenneth, to the show.
Thank you for having me, Diva. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I love that first track.
Thank
you.
How did you
come up with that? Did that one just came out this year, or was it last year?
Well, that one came, it was presented this year. It made top 10 in the FMQB R&B chart.
Yes.
I did not write that song, so I can't take credit for that. The producer, my producer, Rod Clemens, wrote From the Heart.
Yes.
So that composition is from Rod Clemens.
Rod Clemens. He was on my show a few weeks ago. Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Very talented. Excellent. Excellent writer. Yes.
Well, you are a great vocalist.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
you. You got that high note, and I shriveled up, and hairs grew up on my arm.
Well, I hope that's
so
the spirit. You're getting into the spirit.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, where are you calling from, Dan?
I am calling from Wilmington, Delaware. And Delaware is the first state, and a lot of people, they say, what is Delaware? What is that? It is a state, but I am calling from the city of Wilmington, Delaware. So I'm saying hello to everybody from Delaware.
All right, now. Thank you for giving us that information and explaining that. Thank you for that information. Mm-hmm. Now, Dan, tell us all briefly how you began your music journey long ago.
Wow.
Not too
it's been
much.
A
but...
long, I'm not going to tell you how long ago, but I started singing at the age of 5. My grandmother, and her name was Della Wilson. We called her Mubby. That was the name that we gave her. All of the grandchildren called her. When I was born, she was very much into church. She was a believer, a born-again believer. And she brought us up in the faith of knowing who God was. And she always told us that we needed to find out who he was for ourselves. She noticed the talent that I had, and it started in her kitchen, just taking out hymn books and my cousins and I, and she would give us the notes to sing, and we would sing in the kitchen. The first hymns that I learned was from my grandmother, the B-I-B-L-E, or Bound for Higher Ground, and Last Mile of the Way, all of these little songs that she would teach us. And then we would go to the youth services at our church, and I would be the only one singing. My cousins were not there with me. So she taught me how to stand. She taught me how to sing, how to articulate, things like that. So I learned started my craft with my grandmother.
Okay.
She's since deceased, but she played a very big part in my singing.
Oh, so she was
my
your
number
inspiration.
One fan.
Okay.
Yeah, and number one fan.
Okay. All righty then. So do you still sing in a church? And if you do, could you tell us the name of the church and what city and state?
I started singing in a church called Revival Fellowship in Wilmington, Delaware. My pastor was Wiley W. Coombs. He is deceased now. And I would go back and forth between churches sometime because my mother and my father belonged to a church called the House of God. It's called Keith Dominion House of God. My grandfather there was the pastor. His name was James Ravenel. And so I was back and forth, but mainly the church that I came up in was Revival Fellowship Church. I sang on the choir there. I'm no longer there because I branched out long ago. And the church is different now. But I started singing on the choir, and from the choir I graduated to being the main praise and worship leader. And there was a time when, now they have praise and worship teams, where a team of a group of people would get up and sing. That was not the case when I was coming up. I was the only praise and worship leader, so I had to sing by myself. And I started singing praise and worship in my early teens, and it lasted for about maybe 3 or 4 years of singing nonstop. And if you know anything about the Pentecostal church, our services were very long, and we had revival, so our services started Wednesday night, Friday night I was there, all day Sunday I was there, and if we had revival, it was every night of the week I was singing.
That was enough time for you to get more skillful and more professional. with your voice.
Yes.
And you had more
yes.
practice with your vocal cords as well.
Yes, yes. singing in church and in front of church people, which can be the most harsh audience sometimes. But I learned my craft singing in front of people, whether it was 10, 15, 200, 100, singing in the cold when the church didn't have heat, singing in the summertime when the church didn't have air, walking to church at night, back and forth in the ice and rain to get to church to start the services on time. And oftentimes pretending that I was on the stage in front of millions of people singing and you know, doing things that would, you know, build up my craft.
Right, right. Well, all right. Wow, thank you for that information. Now I want to spin another one of your tracks. This one is called Lay It on Jesus. Now.
Okay.
How did this song track come along? Did you write this song?
Well, you better thank Rod Clemens for that as well.
Okay.
Rod Clemens was the writer of Lay It on Jesus. So a lot of the songs that he wrote, I had to interpret them my own way. So I gave the interpretation of the song. But it is a beautiful song, Lay It on Jesus.
Yes, it is. All right. Yes. Well, you sit in your comfy seat. And we will be right back after all our listeners can hear this track, Lay It on Jesus.
There's been time when all you want to do is slam the door, never coming back for more of all the problems that your life can put you through. And there he stands, his love is reaching out to hold your hand, and he'll never let you fall, 'cause all he wants to do is give his best to you. Take all your wrongs and make them right. Lay it on Jesus.
He'll dry the tears from your eyes every single time you cry.
Lay it on Jesus.
He'll pick you up when you fall. All you gotta do is call.
Long ago he promised me wondrous love would
love.
Well, all right, that is lay it on Jesus.
Yes.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
I have some fans out there that follows me that love your music. And now I understand.
Oh, wonderful.
Your music
wonderful.
And melody, the lyrics, your voice is superb. What is that ultimate desire of what you want people to get out of your music, Dan Kenneth?
This is what I want, and this has been the case ever since I was very young. My take on gospel music is not a music that's just for church or people that are in church. And I always thought that when I was young that when I would hear a gospel song, it was basically for people that went to church.
Right.
And that's not what gospel music should be about. Gospel should be a music that would reach beyond the church, reach beyond the walls of church. The church does not own gospel music. Gospel was given to the world through Jesus Christ. And that's what I want. Like any other music, like any other secular music, jazz, hip hop.
Yeah.
People should be able to enjoy gospel without thinking that they're going to be hit over the head with the Bible or feel the threat to hear something about Jesus. And you know,
let's
be real about it.
A lot of people
don't like to hear it because they think that it's judgmental. Or they think that it's going to be something that's going to hit them over the head because they're living this way and they're living that way. That's not how I see it. Good music is good music. You don't have to believe the gospel. You know, that's your choice. But I'm not trying to make you believe it, but I'm just being a messenger of what Jesus did. So I don't want anybody to be threatened by what I'm singing. Just enjoy the music. Enjoy the message, because the message is positive. You know, who am I to judge anybody? Just enjoy the music, just like you would enjoy any other kind of music. The gospel tells a story, and it means good news. And ever since I was young, I wanted to reach beyond church. You know, I'm tired of bringing the sand to the beach.
Okay.
I want to do something a little different to bring the sound of gospel to people that normally don't want to listen to it. That's my goal.
All right. Well, I understand you fully, and I agree.
Thank you.
I enjoyed your
Thank
music.
Thank you. Thank
All right. Well, since I didn't already play two songs, I know where everybody's waiting for this information from you. If you're willing to give your website information and also the social sites that you're listed on. Go ahead.
Okay,
Dan.
Now I am, you can reach me on Facebook, and it's Dan Kenneth 54, where you can come on Facebook, become a friend of mine. And you see a lot of good things that are happening or that's going to happen. Lay It on Jesus is now in the running for a Grammy. For best male vocal for contemporary gospel song. So come on over to Dan Kenneth's page and become a friend of mine. I'll be glad to have you. You can also find me on Twitter at Dan Kenneth 5. And, you know, I tweet every now and then. So, you know, just come on over to those sites. You know, the simplicity and become a friend of mine. You can learn a lot of things, you know, that we're going to do or getting ready to do. Basically, a lot of times you see Rod on there.
Yeah.
You know, tagging me about something that he's getting ready to do or we're getting ready to do together. So
all right.
That is open for anybody to come.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So are you and Rod Clemens still performing together? Or are y'all going to be traveling around the country again sometime in the future, maybe?
Yes. Next year is a busy year for us. I took a sabbatical. I don't know if a lot of my friends friends and family know, but I was diagnosed with cancer this year.
Oh.
And it started in July. I went through all of my treatments, and I'm cancer-free now.
Oh,
so
yay.
That's a great testimony for me, and I want to say to all of the people out there that have cancer or are suffering with cancer, God is a healer, and he's so wonderful. And, you know, be encouraged. All of those that are going through, men, get yourself checked. Women, get yourself checked because, you know, so many people are coming down with cancer. But I am cancer-free, and I'm taking a little rest now, and I'm just about rested up and ready to go back into singing again, and we will start the beginning of the year.
Okay.
We'll be in New York on February the 1st. I'll be at Ashford and Simpson's Sugar Bar in New York City. I will
all
be
right.
by myself on the 1st of February. Rod will follow me 2 weeks after, I believe. March the 8th, I'll be at the House of Blues in Chicago. March the 15th, I'll be in Dallas at the House of Blues. And again, March the 22nd, I'll be at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and the House of Blues on March the 29th in New Orleans. April the 6th, I'll be at the Tabernacle in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're doing the alumni celebration for the Association of the Blind in Arkansas School for the Blind, May the 25th. I believe it's their 100th anniversary. So we'll be there putting it down. And
all right.
Be, Rod and I. And the rest of the year, we'll be we're making preparations to go over into the West Coast. So those dates, you'll be able to find those dates on my social media site where we
all
will
right.
be. And
all
and
right.
if you're
thank
in those areas, come out and, you know, we put it down, okay? So, you know, you see dancing. I love to dance.
Oh,
I love to
goodness.
Dance and I love to sing. You know, I'm not the average gospel singer. I'm not going to have a robe on. But I got my dancing shoes on. I'll be singing. I'll be twirling. I'll be doing everything I can. And especially now, I want to rejoice and thank God because of the fact that I am still here. And, you know, it was a grueling treatment for the cancer. But I am a cancer survivor, and I want everybody to out there that has dealt with cancer in some way, shape, or form to know that, you know, keep your heads up. there is hope.
All right. Amen. Thank you for that information. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a testimony.
Yes, it is.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I will like to play another one of your song tracks. Glad to Know You. Is there a brief story behind this song?
Yes, and finally you hit one that I wrote. I wrote Glad to Know You.
All right.
And, you know, when I was coming up, I liked funk, and I liked Sly and the Family Stone and some of the funk singers. And so Glad to Know You reminds me of that. And it's just saying how glad I am, and I am grateful to have parents, grandparents that taught me about the Lord when I was very, very young, and I've kept that throughout life. I'm not saying that I've been perfect all of my life, but that foundation brought me to where I am. So the song is actually saying, in reference to God, that I'm glad to know you. I'm glad to know who you are. That's
right.
What that song is about.
All right, everyone. Here is Glad to Know You. We'll be right back.
I know you in a special way. So glad I know you, talk to you every day. Somebody told me, never leave me alone. Show ya, the world is going so wrong. Loving you is where we long. So glad to get to know ya. I'm so glad to get to show ya.
Show ya, the world is going so wrong.
Going wrong.
Loving you is where I belong.
Wow. Yeah, that's some fun stuff right there.
Yes.
Woo. It's getting hot in my corner right here. All
go
right.
Ahead now.
All right. All right. Let's talk about your producer, Rod Clemens. You and Rod Clemens. Okay, now, do y'all have any other new music projects coming up in the near future? And if you do, can you give us a little detail about the future project that y'all might be doing?
Well, if you think that was hot, we have some things that's really sizzling that's coming up. And we are working on some new music. I'm not going to take the lid off of the box. But
okay.
it's going to really be good. Rod is a genius.
He is.
When it comes to production. And working with him has been just wonderful. I've worked with other producers who didn't know what a peanut was, so to say, but Rod
okay.
is very good. You know, he takes time to listen to your ideas, what you have, you know, in your heart and in your mind.
Right.
I was not professionally trained like he was, you know, and
right.
most of the time I hear things in my head. And of course, you know, the only way he could understand what I'm hearing is I have to verbally tell him or hum it. Or maybe go to the piano and pick out notes. And it doesn't take him very long to pick out exactly what I'm trying to relate to him.
Wow.
So Rod is just phenomenal. I've seen him, you know, work on songs and walk in the studio and walk around and round in a circle and then head back to the keyboard and... Boy, I mean, he's just fantastic. I've learned so much from him about this business, and you know, he's has arranged vocals and, you know, taught me about things that I didn't know much about. Rod is just tremendous. That's basically all I can really say about Rod. Anybody needs any production work, he's the one to get.
Right. Right. So how long have you personally been in the music industry?
Well, I
before you met Rod.
Before I met Rod, I was in a group called Vision. That was started in my church by my pastor. He was initially the person that started the group. He wanted a quartet. I did not really favor quartet music, especially the quartet music that was in his era. He was much older than I was. So some friends of mine, we got together and we all discovered that we could write music, and we started putting music together. The group evolved from the quartet to a group called Vision. We did record years ago, and we were doing what the newspapers would say was jazz fusion, rock, and R&B in a gospel, with a gospel message. Vision went quite a long ways. We sang on stage with Bobby Jones. We were in programs with the Hawkins, Andre Crouch, Margaret Bell, Amy Grant, Donna McElroy. So we traveled, we sang everywhere, and it just started with a little group of young people that wanted to express themselves differently when it came to the message of Jesus Christ. And so from that, we just evolved. We sang everywhere. We sang in parks. We sang at church celebrations, Black History Month celebrations, anywhere we could sing. And somebody would say, oh, we heard them, and they would invite us over here, and it just got, you know, we got invited so many places until we started growing and going, you know, places with a lot of famous gospel singers.
Started
there. And then I just went on, you know, people get married, they have kids, and you know, they tend to, their minds tend to go other places. And music has always been a part of me. So I refused to give up. And so I continued to go on, and I went on by myself. And so I did do a solo project by myself. I was not satisfied with it. The person that I was that was producing me would not listen. And so and they didn't understand my vision. And up comes Rod Clement.
There you go.
Is, where I am now, you know. So you need somebody to understand your vision, to understand where you want to go, and to listen to you. And no matter how much you know, it's always somebody could, you know, teach you a little bit of something more, even though they might not, you know, have the same training as you have. But it's good to listen to people because you learn from
them. Yes, it is. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So, Dan, would you like to give a shout out to all the persons that supported you in your music journey and all your music projects?
Oh, wow. I'd like to give a shout out to my brother, Mark Kane. Oh, he has always been there supporting me. I give a shout out to my parents, James and Joyce Ravenel. My brother, Kevin Ravenel. Kevin would travel with me to the moon. All of the friends, Linda, Graham, thank you so much. Crystal, all of you have been so important in my life, supporting me wherever I've gone. The Canes, Finney Kane, Michelle Kane. All of these people, my Aunt Evelyn in Chester, Pennsylvania, people that have come out to support me, thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it. I really appreciate everybody that has supported me, everybody that has bought a download. I appreciate you so much because without you, you know, where would I be? You know, you're helping me to be heard. I appreciate all of the remix. I've had remix producers, Giuseppe DiCacomo, Thomas Flangy, who has taken my music over into Paris on the house dance floors. Giuseppe DiCacomo, who has taken it to the clubs. Thank you so much because where I'm not going, the gospel can still be heard. My voice is there. Whether people are dancing, doing a bump, doing a robot, I don't care what you're doing. As long as the gospel is heard, it doesn't make any difference to me. I am thankful for the support of all of these people.
Amen. Thank you for that information. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like you to ask you this. We're at the end of our showcase, and then I'll play the last track to end the show with. And that will be, I Know You Got My Back. Do you have any words of wisdom, Dan Kenneth, you would like to give to our listeners? Any advice you want to give?
Yes, I do. No matter what your vision is, don't let anybody discourage you. It's taken a while for me to, come to this point. And along the way, you're going to have people that are going to tell you that, you know, you need to give up. You're getting too old. You're too old. Nobody's going to hear you. You're getting just too old. But continue and be genuine. Be real to yourself. Be who you are. Try to do something that's different than nobody else has done. You don't have to copy after nobody. Let somebody hear you and want to follow what you're doing. Continue on because, you know, the story, scripture story reminds me of Abraham and Sarah, and she couldn't have a baby. But God said, you're going to have a baby. She was 80-some years old when she had that child. But she kept on. They held on to the promise, and that promise came into fruition. So my words of wisdom is keep it moving. Keep focused. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. Don't let anyone discourage you.
Well, all right. Thank you for that. Amen. Thank you, Kenneth. Dan Kenneth, everyone. And I'm quite sure you gave enough information for all of our listeners to follow you up on. And I want to say thank you to all my listeners and my supporters for taking up and still tuning in to my shows. I am ending this showcase. Dan Kenneth, thank you for your participation. And hopefully you'll be a return guest with new music. And you have a blessed evening. Love your music. I'll be following you for a long time. So if anyone misses the show, keep that link. It will stay active for over 2 years, passing along all over the web. Everyone, this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Here is I Know You Got My Back by Dan Kenneth. Well, that's not playing. So I will go on and play Promises. Promises by Dan.
Never before, I went to my soul.